عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we mentioned earlier, inshallah, the day of Eid is going to be Friday. Friday, the first day of Shawwal, and the first day of Eid al-Fitr al-Mubarak. And inshallah, the takbirat of the prayers begins at 7:30, and the first salat begins at 8 a.m. inshallah. Maybe earlier, last year we started 7:45 because the masjid was full. And one of the mandatory things that we must do on the day of Eid is Zakatul Fitr. Zakat in Islam is branched into two types: Zakatul Amwal wa Zakatul Abdan, the taxation of the wealth, the money, and the taxation of the bodies. Abdan, your badan, you have to pay the zakat of your body, yourself. And this is estimated at $15 per person here in our area. $15 per person. And it is mandatory for those who did fast and those who didn't fast. For those who do pray and those who do not pray. For those who are in your family, who are Muslims, as well as those who are non-Muslims. It has to be paid on behalf of every person in your family. So if you are a father of, let's say, three, so you consider yourself, your wife, and three kids, you are five. And also, if you have a guest who arrives Thursday night to your house as a guest, invited guest, not someone who's not invited, if that guest is really invited by you, then you have to pay on his or her behalf too. If they arrive before Maghrib, if they arrive after sunset, after Maghrib, they pay it themselves. So make sure to tell them to arrive 1 minute after Maghrib. And then you take out the money, you separate the money on Thursday night, the eve of the Eid. You separate the money, this amount, whatever it is, the zakat, put it aside, and you pay it on the day of Eid before you do your prayers. Before you do Salatul Eid, not Salatul Fajr, Salatul Eid, you put it in the box. And you pay it, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. So, reminder of Zakatul Fitr. We will put the boxes here, inshallah, from Thursday night. And it will be here. If you want us to pay for you on your behalf, you can bring it on the day of Eid and leave it here. And we will send the money to the needy communities, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. We started with Surah Al-Isra. Several verses that speaks about the manners of family and community. How should we conduct ourselves in our communities, within our families? How should we deal with those who are around us? These are adabs and manners that we must learn them and we must adhere to them. So last night we spoke about parents and the rights of our parents upon us. We started with وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Be kind. Ihsana. Islam uses the term ihsan, and ihsan, it's a term that embraces every act of kindness. Every act of kindness is included in this umbrella word of ihsan. It could be in physical form, material form, your ihsan. It could be in spiritual and moral form, psychological form. Sometimes your father, your mother, they don't need money, but they need you to be there next to them, helping them, supporting them. Sometimes your mother, your father, they have state of fear, anxiety. So you have to provide them with psychological ihsan, psychological support. Many forms of ihsan that we must provide to the closest people to us, our parents. We can be separated from every person, including our spouses, but not our parents. Your parents are your parents for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Once you are born, they are your parents, biological parents. You cannot be separated emotionally from them. Physically maybe, but not emotionally. Especially your mother. It's impossible. I have not seen a mother who hates her children. Maybe she gets angry, frustrated with them because of what they do, but she would never hate her son or her daughter. Same with the father. Maybe sometimes they get angry, they don't speak to their children, but after a few hours, the relationship is restored. Those are the closest people to you. If you don't do ihsan to them, you would never be able to do ihsan to anyone else. So begin with your parents. And this is what God said. God says, worship me. Item number one, worship me. Item number two, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Turn to your parents in your goodness, in your kindness, in your help. And then after your parents comes your family, your kinship, your family, your extended family. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have uncles, you have aunts. From both sides, paternal, maternal. I've seen some people in this country, they don't know their uncles. They don't know their names. He know he has an uncle, but he doesn't know where is his uncle, where he lives, what's his name, what does he do. Completely disconnected from his extended family. Allah says, don't do that. This is your family. Those are your blood. You have to be connected to them. You have to help them. You have to establish a relationship with them. So these are the verses. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Give, Ya Rasulullah. So God is speaking to the Prophet, and through the Prophet to us, me and you. He's addressing us through the Prophet. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Give unto the kinsman his rights. And this verse has a specific meaning. I will come to it. Two meanings, general and specific. The general meaning of this verse, of this sentence, is that be kind, be dutiful to your extended family members. Reach out to your uncles, even if they are 5, 6, 10, go search for them. Sometimes you have uncles next door, but you don't know about them. Go search for them. Be someone in your family who is a pioneer of goodness and ihsan and wholesomeness. Do not neglect your extended family. Do not abandon them. Even if they disconnect with you, you do not disconnect with them. Search for them. So this is number one. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that we do certain things in this life. We give charity, we pray, we supplicate, we help. But the charity that you do, the act that you do, that you're going to see the immediate effect of it. You're going to receive an immediate reward. The reward is not delayed. The fastest reward that you get is when you are kind to your extended family. Salatul Rahim. Salatul Rahim. Connecting with your extended family. You will see the reward of that immediately. So quickly. So fast. يقول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أعجل الخير. The fastest reward that you get, ثوابا صلة الرحم. When you connect to your extended family member. So be the one who reaches out. Get the credit yourself. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes we say, oh, my uncle is too far from here. I don't have time. I'm busy. I have kids. I have job. I have... The Prophet says, sir sanatan wa sir rahimak. Sir sanatan. Even if you walk, drive for 1 year distance. Not 1 hour or 1 day. It's worth it. If you travel for 1 year to find a cousin, first cousin, second cousin, uncle, aunt, someone in your family, it's worth it. It's worth it. Travel to them. Visit them. Reestablish relationship and connection with them. These are sources of strength, inspiration, and goodness in our life. And then he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا تقطع رحمك وإن قطعك. Do not disconnect with your family, even if he or she disconnects with you. What is the sign of faith? What is the strongest sign of faith in a human being? The prayers that we do, this is not a sign of faith, believe me. Salat is not a sign of faith, because someone who does not have faith can pray 5 times a day. Fasting? No, not necessarily. These are secondary signs. But what is the most powerful sign of faith? Is when you do not retaliate against those who offend you, against those who hurt you. You don't retaliate. They offend you, they slander you, they hurt you, but you don't do the same. This is a sign of faith. When you control yourself, you have the ability, the power, the self-control to say, no, I'm not going to do the same. They did something wrong. Should I return wrong with another wrong? Should I return evil with another evil? I would not do that. This is a sign of faith. This means that your faith is safe, is healthy. You are a faithful person. You are a true believer, a true mu'min. This means that your prayers are working. Your fast is working. Sometimes the fast does not work, like some medicines. Some people take medicines, they don't work. Same thing with the fasting. Fasting does not work with all people who fast. Believe me. Doesn't work. But how do we know the fast is working, the charity is working, the prayers is working, the Quran is working? In our relationship with others, especially with our family members. So the Prophet says, if some in your family disconnects with you, he does not answer your call, he ignores you, don't ignore him. Don't disconnect. Try. Try to reach out to them. Try to teach them a lesson, not through a lecture, but through an act, through a noble deed, through your akhlaq, through your manners. And then Imam al-Baqir, alayhi salatu wassalam, when it comes to our family member, Silatul Rahim, he says, Silatul Arham, Silatul Arham has 5 benefits. You see it in your lifetime. Not after death, no. In this life, 5 benefits. Number one, تُزَكِّ الْأَعْمَالِ, purifies your amal. Sometimes the amal, when we do the amal, is not pure. 30% for God, 70% to show off. I know some people, they fast, not to satisfy God, but to satisfy their wives, believe me. Because she says to him, if you don't fast, you're not my husband, leave me alone. So he's fasting to make her happy, not to make God happy. This is not tazkiyah. This is not a purified amal. This is a contaminated amal. It's not a pure. Pure, it means you do it for God, not for me or you or someone else. You do it only for God. So tazkiyatul amal, it means the purification and the refinement of your deed. So when you reach out to your extended family, that will help in the purification of your deeds. This is number one. Number two, وَتُنَمِّي الْأَمْوَالِ, Tunammi, it means multiplies your wealth. Sometimes we think that it is only through my smartness and intelligence I can make more money. Maybe this is true, but that's not the only reason. The other reason is through God's help, through God's barakah and a blessing. God will put barakah, blessing in your life, in your work, in your office, in your money, in your bank account. Sometimes a small amount of money has a huge barakah, and sometimes a huge amount of money does not have any barakah, has no blessing. So reaching out to your extended family will multiply your wealth. وَتُنَمِّي الْأَمْوَالِ وَتَدْفَعُ الْبَلْوَى protects you against accidents. How many accidents we see every day? Turn the television at 11 p.m. when you go home. See how many accidents you see here in Orange County, in your neighborhood. How many deaths? How many injuries? Unexpected. People are healthy. They are driving, happy, returning from a graduation. I saw the other day a man and women were going to their graduation wearing the graduation gown, and they got involved in an accident. Luckily, they did not die. They were injured, but they did not die. They missed the graduation. They showed them on television with their graduation gown. Did they know 5 minutes before that they are not going to make it? No. Nobody knows what will happen. Nobody knows what is next. So Allah says, when you reach out to your extended family, I'm going to protect it against these afflictions and the tragedies. Number four, وَتُيَسِّرُ الْحِسَابِ. On the day of judgment, that day is the day of accountability, day of responsibility, a day that you have to answer every question. Have you seen sometimes when IRS, they go after someone? Have you seen? He or she has to answer every single question about every single penny. Allah says, the day of accountability is difficult. We're going to ask you. No one can run away from that. So it will make it easy for you. When you establish relationship with your extended family members, that day is going to be a day of ease for you. And number five, وَتُنْسِئُ الْأَجَلِ. It gives you, prolongs your life. Reaching out to family members, especially your parents, it will prolong your life with health and prosperity. So five advantages, five benefits by doing something good, reaching out to your family. Besides, it makes you lovable to your extended family, when you greet them, when you don't forget them, when you visit them, when you try to help them, when you are nice to them. So Allah says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Then after that, وَالْمِسْكِينَ. Also reach out to the indigent, miskeen. Miskeen, not faqir. Faqir is, you know, someone who cannot afford the expenses of 1 year. Miskeen is someone who cannot afford the expenses of 1 day. Even 1 day, he doesn't have money for that day. This is miskeen. This is even worse than faqir. Reach out to them. Reach out for masakeen in your community. When you eat, God has given you food and health. You're enjoying your food. Think about those who don't have food. I've seen now, maybe we don't have this in America, only with the homeless. But I've seen in Yemen, I was watching a report on Yemen today, and Yemen is floating on an ocean of oil in the Arabian Peninsula. Ocean of oil. People, believe me, I saw today in the news, their children were searching in the trash. Piles of trash. They were searching in the trash for food to survive. This is Yemen. This is an Arab Muslim country in the month of Ramadan. North of them is Saudi Arabia. North of them. Prince Mohammed bin Salman, he purchased a portrait for $450 million. $450 million, a portrait, single portrait. $450 million. $450 million. That is unacceptable. Allah would not remain silent here. Believe me. Allah would not remain silent. Allah is patient, but He's not blind. He's not, and you will see what will happen. You will see what will happen. So Allah says, reach to the masakin, wa ati dal qurba haqqahu wal miskin, wabna sabil. Ibn Sabil is the wayfarer, someone who left his town. He went into another country, another town, another city, and his money is over. He doesn't have means. He doesn't have shelter. He doesn't have food. Reach out to this person too. وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا. But do not squander wastefully. When you give, give in moderation. Give in moderation. It has two meanings. One meaning is that when you reach to your family members, to your father, to your mother, to your brother, even to your wife, to your children, give them moderately. Don't give your children money that they don't deserve. Don't give your children money out of love because you love them, so you give them more than what they need because they're going to waste that money. And this is not a sign of genuine love, believe me. If you give your daughter, your son money, who's going to be wasted, this is not a sign that you love them. The sign of love is when you give them with a spirit of responsibility. Let them also depend on themselves. Let them not just look up to their parents and every time they need money. Let them get a job. Let them depend on themselves. Encourage them. Tell them, listen, how much money you need a week? You need $500? I'm going to give you $250. The other $250, you have to get it. You have to go and get a job. You have to work. I need you to learn. I don't want you to be lazy, just looking at your father or your mother. So give to them, but not wastefully. Not wastefully. Though you love them and you must give to them, but even when you give to your children, give it with a spirit of responsibility and accountability. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And then the Quran says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ. Verily, those wasteful, tabdhir, what is tabdhir, my friends? Tabdhir has a specific meaning. Wastefulness. Tabdhir is wastefulness or prodigality. Prodigality. What does that mean? Imam al-Sadiq says, when you spend your money in a cause which is not worthy, this is tabdhir. Even if you spend $1 in a cause which is not worthy, you should not spend your money there, in that area. Whereas if you spend your money in a cause which is worthy, even if you spend so much, it is not tabdhir. You are not wasting it. Because that cause deserves your money, deserves your spending. What are the causes that are not worthy? Sometimes a t-shirt, what is the average amount, the price of a t-shirt today in America? The average of a decent t-shirt, $10? Huh? $15? I've seen some people buy t-shirt for $75, $90. He's wasting. Why? Because a small sentence, small name, brand name there. This is called inferiority complex. Because he thinks that the t-shirt is going to make him important. Whereas your aql, your brain, your mind is going to make you important. Not the t-shirt. Not what you wear. What you carry here in your head. Your aql is going to make you. Your personality, your character, your behavior. Your akhlaq is going to make you important. Not the t-shirt. Not what you wear. Or like Muhammad bin Sultan, he pays $450 million. Alhamdulillah, he was working very hard. You know, he was a farmer working day and night. He collected this saving, his saving, you know, at the age of 32, and he's buying. This is israf. This is tabdhir. Don't spend money on something which is not worth it. Don't do that. That will bring God's wrath on you and your community. Don't do that. Be considerate. Yes, Islam says be moderate. Neither wear something very old and shabby and worthless, nor always go to a designer and you have to buy this handbag. Some of these handbags, I didn't know, believe me, I had no experience. But the other day, not the other day, a year ago, I was walking with my children in Beverly Hills. Rodeo Drive, yes? Rodeo Drive. So I said, we were wasting some time there. So we went into some of those designers, and the handbag, $3,000, $5,000, small handbag? I don't know about that. Even if you are rich, you pay $5,000, try to impress people with your personality, with your manners, with your humility, with your intelligence, with your thoughtfulness, not with what you wear, what you carry, with the shoes that you wear. It's not through that, believe me. So, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Verily, those who waste their wealth on causes that are unworthy, they are the brethren of the Satan. إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The brethren of the Satan. Remember this. Remember always when you want to buy something which is overpriced, which is not worth it, remember this verse. Do you want to be the brethren of the angels, the prophets, the imams, or the brethren of the Satans? This is your choice. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. I heard story, true story. In some societies, someone sold her kidney to buy an iPhone. She sold her kidney to buy an iPhone. Is it really worth it? To damage yourself, to compromise your health because of iPhone, which is going to be to waste your time, believe me. Some people, they use it for good reasons, reach out to their families to help, and some people use it to damage their eyes and their mind and their heart, and they pollute themselves with these iPhones. This is obsession. These are sickness. People who don't have self-worth, they don't have self-value, they think that they're going to get value when they carry these things, these small devices. These devices are not going to add to your value, believe me. These devices are materials. What adds to your value is not the material. Spiritual things, moral things. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Always Satan is ungrateful to his Lord. So do you want to be ungrateful to your Lord or grateful? Definitely we want to be grateful to our Lord. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. We give condolences to the Mirafati family, Hajjaj Mirafati and his two sons and his two daughters and his son-in-law and his extended family. On the anniversary, it's not the anniversary yet, no. Today they went to visit the grave of Haj Khanum Mir Rafati, may Allah bless her soul. She was with us last year, I remember. This is her place where she sits all the time. And now she's with her Lord, inshallah. She is in paradise. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. InshaAllah, she is with her Lord. And this is the path that we, one by one, are going to follow. One by one. This is a departure that has been prescribed on all of us, with no exception. The only difference are the dates. The dates of booking are different, but the destination is the same. The departure is the same. Therefore, we have to be prepared with our righteous deeds, with our good intentions. Be prepared for this departure. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. اللهم تقبل أعمالنا وصيامنا وطاعتنا في هذا الشهر العظيم ووفقنا لإتمام هذا الشهر يا أرحم الراحمين. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنة والمؤمنات and for the soul of حاج خان أمي رفعتي الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.